Latin American Journal of Trade Policy 6, 2020, Universidad de Chile. The Impact of Chinese Foreign Direct Investment on Economic Growth of Peru, a Short and Long-Run Analysis. Nadiri Olakanchari, Institute of Geographic Sciences and Natural Resources Research, Chinese Academy of Science, Beijing, China. Email, nadiriola2@hotmail.com. Received, December 18, 2019. Modifications, March 14, 2020. Accepted. Marios Herola Mejia, researcher at the Center of Asian Studies of San Marcos National University, Lima, Peru. Xiangtsin Deng, Institute of Geographic Sciences and Natural Resources Research, Chinese Academy of Science, Beijing, China. Abstract. Since 2000, the Peruvian economic policy presented a positive impact on the economic growth thanks to foreign direct investment, FDI, increase in the inclusion of foreign markets in the local economy. This study analyzes and quantifies the short and long-run impact of FDI and foreign direct investment from China, FDIC, on economic growth in Peru, using annual time series data from 2001 to 2018 obtained from the Central Bank of Peru and the World Bank. Vector autoregression, VAR, model, augmented Dickey-Fuller test, Johansson co-integration test, and Granger causality test were employed for data analysis through the production function. The findings revealed the impact and significance of FDI and FDIC in the short and long run, which were positive and significant. Moreover, the co-integration test, or long-run relationship, was positive, and the causality test in the relationship between all variables and the economic growth revealed the directionality of these links. Keywords: Chinese foreign direct investment, Peru, economic growth, inflation rate, VAR model. Introduction. Globalization can be defined as the expansion of the economic activities between nations without any political boundary, with a network of economic, cultural, social and political interconnections. Yates, 2001, Shedd, 2006. However, it is still under debate the understanding of its relationship with human welfare. Since globalization covers a wide array of economic activities, including international trade, international migration, and international investment, it makes, from an international point of view, economic growth a measurement of countries' welfare. Suzilo, 2018. According to UNCTAD World Investment Report, 2012, developing countries are continuously striving for rapid economic growth, promoting foreign investment attraction. Furthermore, new investment policies are characterized by the recognition of investment as a primary driver of economic growth. Hence, for developing economies, foreign direct investment, FDI, and trade are usually considered catalysts for economic growth. Maki and Samwaru, 2004. FDI is a vehicle of technology transfer from developed to developing countries, stimulating them to improve the human capital force and its institutions. According to Hill, 2005, FDI reduces gaps in management, entrepreneurship, and technology through spillovers and other externalities, facilitating the production or marketing of a product in two different forms: multinational enterprises, MNEs, or multinational corporations, MNCs. Those corporations usually improve the foreign exchange in the host country, and in a long-run perspective, it may reduce the foreign exchange earnings. Stoner, Friedman, and Gilbert, 2001. Studies about the impact of FDI on economic growth showed a positive relationship between them, but its degree depends on the level of domestic infrastructure, domestic investment, and macroeconomic stability. Ram and Zhang, 2002. Ibagbite and Ayadi, 2011. Ali and Hussein, 2017. Furthermore, the literature showed a debate about the role of FDI on economic growth as well as the importance of economic and institutional development in fostering FDI, Gandhi and Lohandi, 2007. However, there is no consensus between different authors regarding the impact of FDI on economic growth. On one side, Solo, 1957, and Amelo, 1997, argue that FDI only affects the income level and it does not have an impact on long-run growth, which depends only on population growth and technological advances. So, FDI will have a long-term impact if the technology level improvement remains constant and positive. On the other side, other researchers affirm that FDI can alter economic growth as it increases returns in production through externalities effects, and it is an important human capital and technological transfer mechanism, introducing new management and providing labor training facilities. Farrell, 2008, John, 2016. According to Akinlow, 2004, and Luzi and Abadi, 2011, FDI contribution in the host country is not relevant on the long term. Countries that promote a policy of export promotion rather than import substitution become stronger as effect of the FDI. Its impact on analyzed countries is higher than the domestic capital investment, demonstrating that FDI is one of the economic driving force. Balasubramanian, Salazu and Thopsford, 1996, Bornstein, De Gregorio and Lee, 1998. Based on these arguments, industrialized and developing countries have offered incentives to encourage FDI in their economies. Recently, the special merits of FDI and particularly the kinds of incentives offered to foreign firms in practice have begun to be questioned for the consequences in the environment. This debate is fostered by ambiguous empirical evidence, at both the micro and macro levels, regarding FDI generation of positive spillovers for host countries. In the next section, it will be explained the importance of the Chinese investment in Peru. The importance of Chinese investment in Peru in its perspective. It could be said that Peru is a big recipient of Chinese foreign investment in Latin America because the Peruvian open environment for FDI, for which China can find an environment where they do not feel, for example, discriminated thanks to a long history of China. Peru relationship. Peru has the largest Chinese community in Latin America because it was the first country to establish diplomatic relations with the Qing Empire in 1874 and the third country that established diplomatic relations with the People's Republic of China in 1971. As shown in Figure 1, FDI in Peru is mainly concentrated on mining. This may be a consequence of the country's economic structure. Peru is a rich country in mineral resources like copper, iron ore, gold, etc., which is reflected in its export basket, including 70% of mining products. In 2018, Peru received $6,488 million of FDI. 5.4% less than in 2017 due to the fall of commodities prices that has been happening since 2014, especially of copper, gold and oil. ECLEC, 2019. Figure 1, Stock of Foreign Direct Investment by Economic Sector. Communications, 18%. Finance, 18%. Industry, 12%. Energy, 14%. Commerce, 3%. Oil, 3%. Services, 3%. Others, 5%. Mining, 24%. Source, ProInversion, version, 2018. Regarding Chinese investment in Peru, it has been historically concentrated on sectors such as mining, oil and gas, and fishing, Zainabria and Aquino, 2015. China used to be the major mining investor, until last year when it was replaced by the United Kingdom. Chinese investment began in 1992 when Shougang Corporation bought, in $122 million, Marconi Mine from Hierro Peru, a public company. This was the major investment after 1990s economic reforms, which opened Peru's economy and began the privatization process of public companies. In 1994, the Chinese company CNPC bought several oil blocks in the north of Peru. To date, the biggest investment done by a foreign company in Peru was in 2014 by the Chinese company MMG Limited that paid around $7 billion for the copper project Las Bambas, Zainabria and Aquino, 2015. Most of Chinese investments are brownfield and done by state-owned companies. It is known that China is the world's biggest buyer of many primary goods and wants to control their production, having influenced international commodities prices. It should be said that some Chinese companies have had problems with their labor unions, but especially with the local communities where they operate, Sanborn and Chon, 2016. Due to these reasons, some projects by Chinese companies are currently paralyzed. For example, the project Rio Blanco, a copper mine, that up to now it has not been initiated because of the strong opposition of the local community. Chinese investment in the mining sector in Peru allows its companies to control 24.3% of the production of copper, thanks to Chorumocho and Las Bambas mines, and 100% of iron production, Marconi Mine. In the oil sector, Chinese companies SAPET and CNPC controls 35% of oil production, and in the fisheries sector two Chinese companies control 25% of fish meal production, Osterlo, 2019. Since 2016, China started to diversify its investment with projects in infrastructure, telecommunication and hydroelectric projects, as it can be seen in Annex 1. China and Peru signed a Memorandum of Understanding under the Belt and Road Initiative in April 2019. As it is known, this Chinese initiative is mainly focused on infrastructure investment projects, so it is expected that investment from China on this sector will increase. So far, the most ambitious infrastructure project to be built by Chinese capitals will be the port of Changkai, to be located in Lima and which will cost $3 billion, Osterlo, 2019. On the electric sector, the Chinese company Yangtze Power Company recently bought Los Delfor, a power distribution company, for $3.5 billion. They pointed out that Peru is its main strategic market in South America, El Peru Uno Official Daily, 2019. Becoming part of the BRI could diversify Chinese FDI to Peru, as has been shown in other South American economies. As it is known, China is already investing in the agricultural sector in Chile, and they signed the 5-year plan to improve the level of agricultural cooperation, 2017-21, during the first edition of the Belt and Road Forum. Argentina signed an agricultural cooperation strategic action plan. However, Peru just joined the initiative in April 2019 during the second edition of the forum, and they have not subscribed any kind of agreement. For this reason, it is important to highlight that Peru should take advantage of being part of the Belt and Road Initiative, as this could allow more Chinese investment in other sectors, and not necessarily in the extractive one. Post Herald, 2019. Thanks to the investments in mining and oil, and because China is a big buyer of Peru minerals like copper, zinc, iron and lead, China has become the biggest export destination of Peru, and in 2018 its share was of 28% of the total. 97% of Peruvian exports to China are minerals, oil and gas, and fishery goods. Also, it should be mentioned that Peru and China have an FTA in force since 2010. Thanks to this, exports of so-called agro industry goods to China, like mangoes, grapes, berries and avocado, are increasing. For example, in 2019, Peru became the biggest supplier of avocados and berries to China, trade map, 2020. Because of this, it is expected that the investment in the sector will increase, as it happened in Chile. Currently, Peru and China are upgrading their FTA to include sectors like e-commerce and services, which could result in the promotion of these kind of investment, taking into consideration the global champion characteristics of Chinese firms such as JD.com, Taobao, or in taxi hailing, Didi. It is not known exactly how much capital Chinese companies have invested in Peru since there are no official figures, but according to a speech given by the Chinese ambassador in Peru, Liangyu, during his presentation ceremony on December 18th of 2019, until that date, the stock of Chinese investment in Peru was of $30 billion. In this study, our objective is to investigate the influence of Chinese FDI on Peru's economic growth of Peru, which becomes a relevant topic due to the increasing interest in bilateral relations and the supposed positive impact this FDI has had on the Peruvian economy. We also examine the impact of overall FDI, and we compare which has a higher impact on human welfare in both short-run and long-run analysis. There is evidence, for the long-run dimension, of the correlation between the Chinese FDI and Peru's economic growth. In addition, as second objective, we examine the causal relationship between economic growth and FDI from China in the short run. For this objective, we include the governmental capital formation, which includes the acquisition of assets and raw material for the goods production from Peruvian enterprises, inflation rate, and government consumption. As mentioned in the introduction, although several studies have outlined the relationship between FDI and economic growth, their causal dynamics is an empirical question worthy of further investigation. Nevertheless, there are no studies that analyze the empirical relationship between total FDI, FDI from China, gross capital formation, inflation rate, government consumption and economic growth in Peru. According to the econometric results, conclusions are drawn regarding the impact of FDI from China on Peru. The rest of the paper is organized as follows. The second section reviews the methodological framework and data descriptive analysis. Empirical results are reported in Section 3. Section 4 summarizes the findings and, finally, some concluding remarks are presented. Methodology. Research design and data sources. This research was based on the use of secondary data to determine the effect of Chinese FDI on the economic growth of Peru, both in the short and long-run terms. For the analytical test, we used econometrical tools to model the annual time series data as well as the production function regression. For this purpose, we used annual time series data that covered the period between 2001 to 2018. As it was mentioned in the introduction, since 2001 the Chinese investment in Peru became higher than the previous decade. Data included in our model are gross domestic product per capita, GDPPK, foreign direct investment, FDI, foreign direct investment from China, FDIC, government capital formation, GKF, inflation rate, CPI, and government consumption, GC. The data for this research was obtained from secondary resources, mainly from the Central Bank of Peru and from the World Bank indicators. Table 1 presents the variables descriptive summary. Table 1, descriptive data summary, 2001 to 2018. Variables. GDP PK, mean 4635.00, median 4,651.49, max 6,947.26, STD. Deva.1895.16, skewness, 0.17, kurtosis, 1.42. FDI, mean 5,720,000.00, median 6,460,000,000.00, max 1,360,000,000.00, STD. Deva.3350,000,000.00, skewness, 0.43, kurtosis, 2.83. FDIC, mean 174,000,000.00, median 157,000,000.00, max to 6,000,000.00, STD. Deva.398,000,000.00, skewness, 0.28, kurtosis, 1.30, GKF, mean 30,800,000,000.00, median 33,300,000,000.00, max 514,000,000.00, STD. Deva.1590,000,000.00, skewness, minus 0.16, kurtosis, 1.39. INF, rate E, mean 2.95, median 2.39. Max 7.66, STD. Deva.2.24, skewness, 0.83, kurtosis, 2.54. Gov. Consump, mean 16,400,000,000.00, median 147,000,000.00, max 610,000,000.00, STD. Deva.838,000,000.00, skewness, 0.24, kurtosis, 1.57. Model specification and estimation procedures. The model is based on endogenous growth theory, developed by Balasubramaniam, Salazu and Sapsfer, 1996, and Bornstein, De Gregorio and Lee, 1998, and derived from a production function in which productivity depends on FDI, domestic investment, and government consumption. FDI contributes directly and indirectly, as it is shown in the following specification. GDP PKT equals FDIT, FDICT, GKFT, KPIT, GCT. 1. To discard the differences in variables measurement, having the same unit of values for all variables, we apply the natural logarithm on both sides of the equation 1. Another reason to use natural logarithm is that the growth of every series becomes the same as the derivative of its log with respect to time. DLNI underscore T slash DT equals DLNI underscore T slash D underscore T XY underscore T slash DT equals Y underscore T slash Y underscore T 2. Thereby, equation 1 becomes LGDPKT equals 0 plus 1 FTT plus 2 FTT plus 3 LGKFT plus 4 LGPT plus 5 LGCT plus et. 3. Equation 3 represents the production function model for the econometric estimation with coefficients 0, 1, to 3, 4, and 5 representing the returns of scale of each determinant towards gross domestic product per capita in the time t. Finally, et represents the error term. In this case, for the short-run analysis, we use the vector autoregression (VAR) model, unit true test, and the Granger causality test, which allows to prove the existence of the relationship between the study variables. And for the long-run analysis, the co-integration test was applied. Unitrue test. The vector autoregression (VAR) model can be done when the variables are stationary at a level i, 0, and or integrated of order 1, i, 1. A variable is considered as stationary if it has a constant mean, variance, and autocovariance at any measured point. If the data is a non-stationary time series, it may become stationary after differencing a number of times that can be also explained as a series integrated at the order I, n. It becomes stationary after differencing n times. We use the augmented Dickey-Fuller, ADF, test, which was formulated by Dickey and Fuller, 1979. 1981, in which a series will be stationary if the ADF test statistic is greater than the critical value. The following regression represents the general ADF test form. Equals 0 plus 1 1 plus plus et. It includes only the drift. 4. Equals 0 plus 1 1 plus plus t plus et. It includes the drift in the near time trend. 5. Where y equals time series of specified variable t equals time trend equals first differencing operator 1 equals 1, 0 equals constant term n equals optimum lags number et equals random error term. Johansson co-integration test. As one of the objectives is to analyze the long-term relationship between the variables, we perform a co-integration test. The test was developed by Johansson and Juzelius in 1990. Johansson, 1995, states that the long-term relationship will occur when the co-integration among the variables happens with the same order of integration. The test is based on two methods of likelihood ratio test statistic. Person et al., 1999, the maximal eigenvalue test and the Drace statistic test, in which the null hypothesis is the no existence of co-integration between the variables, which will be rejected when the test statistic is higher than the critical value. Pairwise Granger causality test. One of our main objectives is to analyze the significant relationship between the study variables, FDI, FDIC, GKF, CPI, GC, with a gross domestic product per capita, for which we performed the Granger causality test. The independent variable is considered as a Granger cause variable of y if the variable y in the current period is conditional on the past values of the variable x, xt1, xt2, xt1, x0. Regarding our study, we consider the following principal hypotheses to respond. For the case of LGDPPK, logarithm of gross domestic product per capita, and the LFDI, logarithm of foreign direct investment, I, LGDPPK does not Granger cause LFDI. 2. LFDI does not Granger cause LGDPPK. For the case of LGDPPK in the LFDI, logarithm of foreign direct investment from China. I. LGDPPK does not Granger cause FK. 2. FK does not Granger cause LGDPPK. For the case of LGDPPK and the LGKF, logarithm of government capital formation, I. LGDPPK does not Granger cause LGKF. 2. LGKF does not Granger cause LGDPPK. For the case of LGDPPK and the LCPI, logarithm of inflation rate, I. LGDPPK does not Granger cause LCPI. 2. LCPI does not Granger cause LGDPPK. For the case of LGDPPK and the LGKF, logarithm of government consumption, I. LGDPPK does not Granger cause LGC. 2. LGC does not Granger cause LGDPPK. Vector autoregression, VAR, model. The vector autoregression is frequently used for analyzing the dynamic impact of independent variables on the dependent, in the short-run term. The VAR model approach treats each endogenous variable in the system as a function of lagged values. This model is also a dynamic system of equations, which is represented as follows. Equals plus I1 plus at 6. When this equation is extended, it will be equals plus 1 1 plus t 2 plus 3 3 plus k k plus at 7. Where equals vector of endogenous variables at time t, I equals 1, 2, k, equals an xn, coefficient matrices that describe the relationship between endogenous and exogenous variables, at equals vector of residuals or random disturbances. The above equation will change with the inclusion of the lag operator, L, and it will be represented by the following equation. T equals L at 1 plus at 8, where equals vector of endogenous variables at time T. L equals matrix of coefficients at equals vector of residuals or random disturbances. Results in discussion. Following the previous description of the econometric models and test, this section presents the results of our estimations. Unique true test results. The augmented Dickey-Fuller test was performed on all variables, LGDPPK, LFDI, LFDK, LGKF, LCPI, and LGC. The results are represented in Table 2, which confirm the stationary test of the variables at the level 4i, 0, for the LGDPPK, LFDI, LGKF, LCPI, and at the level 4i, 1, for LGC. The null hypothesis of non-stationary was rejected since the p-value is significant at 5% and 10%. So, we can conclude that the analyzed variables did not have a unit root at levels, and it supported the econometric model of the equation. 3. Table 2. Unit root test for order of integration of variables. ADF. Variables. LGDPPK at level 1.801, critical values 1%, 2.602, critical values 5%, minus 1.753, critical values 10%, minus 1.341, first difference, minus 1.939, critical values 1%. 2.650 critical values, 5%, 1.771 critical values, 10%, minus 1.350, LFDI. at level 2.112 critical values, 1%, 2.602 critical values, 5%, 1.753 critical values, 10%, minus 1.341. First difference, 1.463 critical values, 1%, 2.650 critical values, 5%, 1.771 critical values, 10%, minus 1.350. At level 0.619 critical values, 1%, 2.602 critical values, 5%, 1.753 critical values, 10%, minus 1.341. First difference, 0.581 critical values, 1%, 2.650 critical values, 5%, 1.771 critical values, 10%, minus 1.350. LGKF. At level 1.366 critical values, 1%, 2.602 critical values, 5%, 1.753 critical values, 10%, minus 1.341. First difference, 1.599 critical values, 1%, 2.650 critical values, 5%, 1.771 critical values, 10%, minus 1.350. LANF dot rate. At level 2.824 critical values, 1%, 2.602 critical values, 5%, 1.753 critical values, 10%, minus 1.341. First difference, 6.590 critical values, 1%, 2.650 critical values, 5%, 1.771 critical values, 10%, minus 1.350. L, GABA.consump. At level 0.918 critical values, 1%, 2.602 critical values, 5%, 1.753 critical values, 10%, minus 1.341. First difference, 2.030 critical values, 1%, 2.650 critical values, 5%, 1.771 critical values, 10%, minus 1.350. Source, researchers' compilation using Stata 13.0. Co-integration test. Table 3 presents the result of the Johansson co-integration test in the trace statistic and the maximum eigen test statistics. Both revealed that there was a co-integrating equation for the long-run term. This was because of the null hypothesis of the co-integration rank, R equals 0, which implies the no existence of correlation in the long-run term. The max eigenvalue was greater than the 5% at the critical value rejecting the null hypothesis. The same happened with the trace statistics, which also indicated the rejection of the null hypothesis. The evidence of co-integration in the study indicated that the alternative hypothesis about the long-run term relationship is accepted. It showed that the independent variables were long-run determinants of the growth of the population's standard life in Peru. Table 3, Johansson co-integration trace and maximum eigenvalue test. Hypothesize no. Of C's. Trace test. None. Trace statistic 98.43 to 0.05 critical value. 94.15 0.01 critical value, 103.18. At most 1, trace statistic, 66.54 to 0.05 critical value, 68.52 0.01 critical value, 76.07. At most 2, trace statistic, 42.040.05 critical value, 47.210.01 critical value, 54.46, at most 3, trace statistic, 24.742.05 critical value, 29.680.01 critical value, 35.65, at most 4, trace statistic, 10.549120.05 critical value, 15.410.01 critical value, 20.04. Maximum eigentest. None, max statistic, 31.88, 0.05 critical value, 39.372, 0.01 critical value, 45.1. At most 1, max statistic, 24.512, 0.05 critical value, 33.46, 0.01 critical value, 38.77. At most 2, max statistic, 17.920.05 critical value, 27.072.01 critical value, 32.24. At most 3, max statistic, 14.1920.05 critical value, 20.972.01 critical value, 25.52. At most 4, max statistic, 7.662.05 critical value, 14.07.0.01 critical value, 18.63. Source, researchers' compilation from Status 13.0. The same long-run relationship and importance between agricultural exports and economic growth, primarily, were found in studies made in East Asia and Latin America, Zhang, 2001, Srivastava and Talwar, 2020. Furthermore, Asai et al., 2019, indicated that FDI has an impact on the long-run growth through various economic sectors. Granger causality test results. As stated in our objectives, in order to analyze the causal relationship between the LFDI and the LGDPPK, and between FPK and the LGDPPK for Peru, we used a Granger causality test. Nevertheless, in expanding the analysis, we also review the causal relationship between the LGKF and the LGDPPK, the LCPI and the LGDPPK, and between the LGC and the LGDPPK. Table 4 presents the value of the test. We considered as threshold to accept the null hypothesis of no causality existence, the probability value of 5%, and it was rejected as the p-statistic was higher than 5%. Table 4, pairwise Granger causality test. Null hypothesis. LFDI do not Granger cause LGDPPK, f-statistic 55.28 prob 0.00. LGDPPK do not Granger cause LFDI, F statistic 45.22 prob 0.00. FDK do not Granger cause LGDPPK, F statistic 8.11 prob 0.02. LGDPPK do not Granger cause FDK, F statistic 1.04 prob 0.59. LGKF do not Granger cause LGDPPK, F statistic 18.80 prob 0.00. LGDPPK do not Granger cause LGKF, F statistic 7.48 prob 0.02. LCPI do not Granger cause LGDPPK, F statistic 25.80 prob 0.00. LGDPPK does not Granger cause LCPI, F statistic 1.25, prob 0.54. LGC does not Granger cause LGDPPK, F statistic 233.87, prob 0.00. LGDPPK does not Granger cause LGC, F statistic 24.39. Prob 0.00. Source, researchers compilation using Stata 13.0. For the cases of the LFDI and the LGDPPK, it was demonstrated that there is no causal relationship. The same results are obtained for the LGKF and the LGDPPK, and for the LGC and the LGDPPK. A different result is shown for the cases of HFK and the LGDPPK, and LCPI and the LGDPPK, where a unidirectional causal relationship is observed. These results are consistent with previous studies made for countries from Asia and Latin America. For instance, Zhang, 2001, estimated the unidirectional relationship between FDI and economic growth for Malaysia. This may be explained as FDI is a key for R&D, which plays an important role in the productivity, competitiveness, and value with the implementation of the Innovation Management Systems, Liu et al., 2018, Sultan Azuman et al., 2018, Hung and Wong, 2019, Kelly and Skidi, 2019, Laffanera and Grazani-Ohl, 2019, Oliveira et al., 2019. Vector autogression model. Table 5 presents the result of the vector autogression, VAR, which revealed the impact of the dependent variables, LFDI, UFK, LGKF, LCPI, and LGC, on the independent variable, LGDPPK, in the short run. First, we highlight that the R to value, 99.80%, and probability of F statistic, indicate that this functional form has a significant fit for per-use GDPPK. Second, the Brasch-Godfrey correlation LM test was used to test the existence of autocorrelation. In this particular case, the value is 0.47, which does not allow us to reject the null hypothesis. Hence, the estimated model is free from autocorrelation. In the case of testing the existence of residuals normality, the Jarque-Barre test was used. It has as a null hypothesis that the residuals are normally distributed. In this case, the result 0.28 implies the no rejection of the null hypothesis and it showed the normal distribution of the residuals. Table 5, VAR regression. Variable. DLGDP1, coefficient 0.34, STD. Error 0.12. T statistic 2.98, B value 0.00, DLGDP the coefficient 2.67 STD, error 0.09, T statistic 3.04 P value 0.00, DLFDI coefficient 0.04 STD, error 0.02 T statistic 2.23 P value 0.03, DIV coefficient 0.17 STD, error 0.12 T statistic 1.36 B value 0.18, DGKF coefficient 0.37 STD, error 0.05 T statistic 7.71 P value 0.00, DINF dot rate coefficient 0.04 STD, error 0.01 T statistic 2.95 P value 0.00. D. GABA dot consump coefficient 0.24 STD. error 0.090, statistic to .73, p-value 0.01, constant coefficient 10.90 std, error 1.76 t, statistic 6.20 p-value 0.00, R-squared coefficient 0.998000, prod, F-statistics, coefficient 0.00000, Rausch Godfrey LM test coefficient 0.473580, Jark Berra, prod, coefficient 0.283840, source, researchers compilation using status 13.0. According to the results, and focusing on the impact of FDI and FDIC on economic growth, we could observe in the model that when FDI grows in 1%, GDP increases by 0.04%, and when FDIC has an increase of 1%, GDP increases by 0.17%. Hence, it shows that the impact of the FDIC is bigger than the impact of the total FDI in Peru. These kind of results are consistent with the literature, in particular results obtained by Oyado et al. 2011, and Alibi, 2019, for African countries, which are similar to Peru on the natural resources endowment. Nevertheless, Iodi, 2007, and Okonkwo et al., 2019, found that FDI impact on Nigeria is not significant, which is explained by the limited infrastructure development in the country. Therefore, human capital development and investment seems important to benefit from technological spillovers associated with FDI. Regarding the control variables, LGKF had a positive and significant impact on Peru's economic growth, as an increase by 1% is associated with a rise of 0.37% on economic growth. The same results were shown for the United States of America, Maki and Samwaru, 2004, Central and Eastern European countries, Lavacek and Baldemanska, 2016, Nigeria, Alobi, 2019, Babola et al., 2019, and Tunisia, Bouteche and Bakari, 2019. For the case of CPI, it also showed a positive and significant effect on the economic growth of Peru, with an increase of 1% in inflation rate. Economic growth increases by 0.04%. Similar studies made in Pakistan, Zaman, 2006, Awan, 2010, and emerging markets, Kai et al., 2019, found the same results, which meant that a change in the price index over a period of time will encourage foreign investors. Froy and then Wad, 1983, Kong and Sobia, 2019. As for GC, an increase of 1% represents an increase of 0.4% of economic growth. This result was also obtained by Kambui and Koti, 2019, who explained that government expenditure has a positive effect on future benefits through transfer payments, investments, and goods and services consumption. Finally, the lagged economic growth, LGDP1, had a positive impact, which made the current economic growth to increase by 0.34%. Conclusions. The primary objective of the study was to make an empirical analysis of the impact of the FDIC on the economic growth of Peru, in the short and long run using a time series data from 2001 to 2018. For the economic analysis, the ADF test was used to determine the data stationary, showing that all variables achieved stationary at the level I, 0, and at I, 1. This supported the use of a vector autoregression model for the short-run analysis. This analysis indicated both a positive relationship between FDIC and the economic growth of Peru, and a higher impact than total FDI on Peru. The co-integration test result indicated the existence of a long-run relationship between the studied variables for Peru. Moreover, the Granger causality test revealed a unidirectional causality relationship between FDIC and the economic growth of Peru. The study included GCF, R, and GC as explanatory variables. The results showed that they had a positive and significant impact on the economic growth of Peru. In light of the findings, Peruvian government should consider the inclusion of the country on the Belt and Road Initiative to increase the foreign investment, especially from China, through major diversification and benefit from the Chinese interest in our economy.